Morning, Rabbatai. Continuing the halachot of Mayim Achronim. So yesterday we discussed the three reasons brought down in the poskim as to why there is an obligation of Mayim Achronim. So the first reason we gave was that there is some sort of sakana from this melach sedomit, this specific type of salt, and therefore since it might be in the foods. And this specific salt might be in the foods, we're scared that we don't want you to touch your eyes and blind yourself, therefore you wash your fingers before you finish eating. Second reason was, before you make a bracha, you have to make sure your hands are clean. The third reason was Kabbalistic. We're not going to go into the details now. So today, we're going to discuss the chiyuv of nashim and mayim achronim, women. Every mitzvah that you learn, you always have to ask yourself the question as to whether nashim are chayav in the mitzvah or not. Now, some mitzvot are very, very obvious that they are, and some mitzvot are obvious that they're not, but some mitzvot are a little less obvious. So, according to the above reasons, it would seem that it's pretty simple that nashim are also chayav in mayim achronim. All of the above reasons would apply to women as well. So, if those are the reasons, then lechora there's no question to ask. However, in the Shalat v'Shvot Shevet Alevi Rav Vazner, who was just niftar a little while ago, he says that it's a chumrah to begin with to wash mayim achronim, and we're not going to require the woman to do it because nowadays the women, they eat a little more clean than they used to, so therefore they don't have to. On top of that, we also have the Yavetz, Agon Yavetz, who also says something along the same lines, that back in the day, they used to eat with their hands. Nowadays, we eat with forks, and therefore, very often, very frequently, we don't even touch the food with our hands. So therefore, since it's a chumrah to begin with, we're not going to be machmir on the woman to do that. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted as saying, women who do not wash mayim achronim do not have what to rely on. Very simply, there are three reasons brought down in the poskim as to what the requirement is, why the requirement is, and those all three reasons apply to women. Therefore, they also have to. Rav Avadia Yosef also, as in Halichot Olam and also in Ktav Yad, also paskins this way, that women are also obligated in the mitzvah mayim achronim, and he comments on one of the tzadim lehakel brought down by the Yavetz, that nowadays we use forks. He comments on that and he says, what do you mean we use forks? Every meal that you have with bread, the mitzvah is to eat the bread with your hands. No, you don't eat bread with forks. And we know that each piece of bread you have to dip in salt before you eat it. So then, by definition, if you have a meal with bread, you're going to touch bread with salt, and you're not going to use a fork for it. So what's going on over here? So therefore, that is the halakha according to Rav Avadia Yosef, as well as other Ashkenazi poskim. They're also machmir for women. We're not going to go into who they are right now, but there are many, many poskim that are also machmir for women. There are a few poskim that are mekel, but many that are machmir, as well as Rav Avadia Yosef. And the more Kabbalistic the source, the more strict he's going to be in regards to this mitzvah, because one of the reasons brought down was a Kabbalistic reason. So therefore, that is halacha. Seemingly, women are also obligated in the mitzvah of Mayim Achronim.